You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Well, let's look at our scripture tonight, and I'm going to go through this. I'm going to give you the letter C as we outline the book. And so if you may want to add the chapter, Psalm 60, 1960 Chevy, keep it in your mind. Let's look at the verses together. And David is again writing, "O God." He starts off, his verse one, if you'll write it down, verse one is his condition or his complaint. He doesn't start off, "Oh, my dear Lord, oh, my dear Savior." Oh, no, he says, "Oh, God." That's just it. Then he says this, "And thou hast cast us off." David is sort of attacking God, it sounds like. "Oh, God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us." And David had been scattered, fleeing from Saul, fleeing from Absalom. All the problems in life, he's been in the desert, he's been in the rocks, he's been in the caves. And so he says, "Oh God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. Oh, turn thyself to us again." So I think his heart is right, because he said, "God, will you turn back to us again?" The condition of the people, David inherited a very wicked government. He inherited the government from Saul. Saul started off so great, head and shoulders above everybody, looked so great, and he ended up on Mount Gilboa, so awful. And his boys died with him for his sin. And here, he gave David this government. It was a fragmented government. Had to be all reorganized. And David comes into that. It was dysfunctional. It displeased God. It was offensive to God. In fact, it says, "Thou hast been displeased." Question tonight, is God pleased with your life? Is God pleased with my life? Or is God displeased? I'm preaching Sunday morning, and Sunday morning as I speak on the sovereignty and the grace of God. You know, God has a plan for your life. It's generally not your plan. And consequently, we displease God because we fight against God with God's plan for our life. But God has a plan for your life. And God is trying to teach you through his sovereignty to place your trust and your hope in God Almighty, not in yourself. Not in your own pride, not in your self-will. And so David writes here, and he writes, "Oh God, thou hast cast us off." Here's the condition. Here's the complaint. "Oh God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. Oh, turn thyself again to us." Verse 2, he's crying out. "Thou hast made the," so that's the letter C. "Thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou hast broken it." Here's what he says. What's the next four words? Ready? Begin. Read it. "Heal. Heal." My cry to you, God, heal our land. Brother Martinez, I can't sing that song, but heal our land. Father, heal our land. America is in desperate need of healing.
Amen.
Desperate need of healing. We've got people running around this country that's socialist, and they declare, "I am a socialist. I work in the Senate. I work in the House. I'm a socialist." Do they even understand what socialism is? Socialism has never worked. Free enterprise has worked, and that's why America has been the only place where it's ever worked, because we were founded in Rhode Island under God, one nation under God. But we've drifted so far, and I don't know, Ezra 9:8, we have a space of grace right now with our president, with our House, with our Senate. Right now, for less than 2 years left, we have a window, a space of grace politically They're fighting it in the courts. There's 250, 300 lawsuits now against the president. They're fighting everything he does. They fight and let them fight. But I'm telling you, child of God, what we need is a healing in the land. When the president speaks, and not one on this side ever stood up for what, not for a little boy with cancer who had been healed, not for a widow that was there. They won't even stand. Not the disrespect. That's total disrespect. Child of God, we need a healing in this land. We need a healing with Republicans. We need a healing with Democrats. We need a healing with socialists. We need a healing publicly, politically, but we need it above all spiritually. God's people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. America, God's willing to heal it. I find his complaint, verse 1. I find his cry in verse 2. I find the consequences in verse 3. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Not easy things. God showed us hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. God says you're drinking this wine of astonishment. You're learning these hard things because you haven't yielded to me. To yield to God is the only way to live. You seniors, and I know most of them are working tonight, that are graduating next Sunday, Wednesday night, but you seniors, you're going to have to learn to yield to God in everything. Whatever sorrow comes your way, whatever heartache comes your way, whatever difficulty comes, and they're going to come, whatever betrayal comes your way, there's going to be a life of that. And you're going to mount your life on all your issues and all your negativity and all your sadness. And this is my life. This is my, are you going to say, all of this is working together for good to them that love God? All of it. And so I see there's always a consequence. You know, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. God says, I want to hear your voice, but I cannot listen if you're carrying iniquity in your heart. Look what he says, his cover in verse number 4. Thou hast given us, and here's the cover, a banner. That's a covering. Thou hast given us a banner to them that fear thee, that they may be displayed because of truth. And that's the key word, truth. Jesus Christ wants truth. I wonder, and we're graduating an incredible senior class in both the high school and the college. But I wonder if there's one senior in college next Wednesday night. I wonder if there's one that just played the part. I wonder if there's one that is just covered with sin. I wonder in high school, 12th grade, is there one that they're not living for God? In fact, God's sort of dead to them. And God says he'll put a banner over us. He'll cover us. I love that song, under his wings, I am safely abiding. Under his wings. I'm under the cover of God. God has protected me. God has my days numbered. God has my weeks numbered. God has my years. God has it all. And God has never, ever one time made a mistake. Amen. Never one time. I don't understand. I don't understand to this day, 55 years ago on October the 4th, when my mother-in-law died, 55 years ago, 45 years of age. She'd be 100 if she's alive. Left 8 kids. I don't understand that. I know it says we know that all things work together for good. I don't see any good. But I'm not, doesn't say, and we see that all things, it says, and we know, that's faith. God wants to honor your faith in him. God wants you covered. Look at verse number five, if you will. He says under this covering, I want you, verse five, to deliver and save with thy right hand. In verse number six, this is still under that covering. I want you in your holiness. God has spoken in his holiness. In verse number seven, Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is mine, Judah is my lawgiver. God claims the entire land of Israel for these people. I find cleansing in verse number eight. Moab is my washpot. Moab was one of the sons. Two sons were born to Lot with incest. Moab and who's the other one? Amnon, you're right. Moab and Amnon. Those two boys were conceived in incest with his own daughters. It was vile. And God says, I'm going to make a washpot. That's the letter C, cleansing. You know, God wants to cleanse Moab. And God wants to cleanse you. I wonder what sins we have on Wednesday night. I know you're the cream of the crop. But I wonder what sins are even in this room tonight that are unbeknownst to anybody. God says, search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Is there any wicked way in your life? I pray it every day. I don't want wickedness in my life. I want where God can see. I want to show God a life that's clean and holy, and that he can cleanse my heart and use me. I want you to see the cities mentioned here. And the cities are many. He talks about verse number, let's go back up to verse number six, Shechem, Gilead, Manasseh, verse seven, Ephraim, Judah, Moab, Edom, Philistia. Every one of those were wicked cities. Every one of those were wicked cities, but God says, if you'll just wash yourself, if you'll just restore your fellowship with me. I find these were criminal cities. I find the cry again, verse number nine, who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Will not thou, O God, which thou hast cast us off, thou, O God, which didst not go with our armies? You know, there's a cry and then there's a commitment. Verse 11, let's read the commitment. Verse 11 and 12, here's the commitment from God. Are you ready? Read it, please. Give us help from trouble. See, here he says, I'm going to give you a commitment. I want you to know that you can expect help from me. I can get help from God. What in your life today did you need help for? What was it today that you were working on and you all of a sudden, I just need help, God. Will you please help me? I found, Brother Chuck, that I so often don't ask for help. I guess I'm proud or arrogant or self-willed or self-made or whatever you know you think. But a lot of times I'm studying the Bible and it's not going together like I want it to. It's not fitting for me. And I can't understand it. That message I'm working, it's not coming. And I find in my ministry that I have to so often just stop everything and say, Lord, I'm having a hard time here. I'm just having a difficult time. I'm not understanding the scripture. I'm not putting it together. God, only you can help me. Would you please help? And Brother John, you know, most of the time, almost immediately, I find the help from God. Our dear friend, Brother Paisley, is up in Pasco, Washington, and he's been since Saturday, really basically passing away. He's dying. He's older than I am. He's a great man of God, just a great man. I was preaching up there. His wife has passed away about 15 years ago. I was preaching up there. He says, Brother Jack, I'm getting nervous about myself because I put things down and I can't remember where I put them. I said, well, you're old. And he laughed at me. I said, I do the same thing. He said, I lost my keys the other day. I just lost them. And he said, I have a godly elderly secretary. She's been here for years. And she said, Brother Paisley, did you pray? And Peter, he said, I did not pray. I mean, is God interested in your keys? And he said, I prayed. And it wasn't but minutes later, I remember where I put them. God wants to answer prayer. I don't know what it is in your life that's so overwhelming tonight. But God wants to answer that prayer. Amen. And God says, through the psalmist, he says, give us help from trouble. What kind of trouble are you in tonight? I don't want to say this, what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it. There are some people in here that over the next 10 years, you're going to take your life. Don't ever take your life. But I'm just so overwhelmed. It always works out. Can I say that again? It always works out. But my wife walked out on me. I'm alone. She's got the custody of our children. I don't have the children. I lost my job on top of that. My health is broken on top of that. There's no hope. Oh, it's always going to get better. It always does. Just mark it down. It always gets better. Say it together. It always does. God, will you help us? The psalmist cries out, God, help us from trouble. For vain is the help of man. I had in the last 6 months, a marriage counselor call me and said, I don't attend your church, Pastor, but I want to come in for counsel. I said, well, you're a marriage counselor. What do you need counsel? She goes, my marriage. I said, you're a marriage counselor? You need help? She goes, my marriage is a mess. Everybody needs help. For vain is the help of man. In verse, through God. Let's just take this slowly. Let's read up to the word valiantly, slowly. Ready? Through God we shall. God's going to help you, friend. Our Father, I thank you for your word, the Bible. Thank you for Psalm 60. Lord, I love these people so much tonight. They're such good people. They've been so faithful for 50 years. And I thank you for those that are just here in this last year and those that have been here for 50. Each one is so special. Thank you for those teenagers singing tonight in the group and in the choir. Thank you for their lives. God bless their lives. Thank you for the piano solo. God, use her greatly in your work. Thank you for the offering tonight. God, what a mighty God you are. I don't know if these cars mean anything, but may they be a reminder in our mind for 55, all the way up to 60 tonight. Speak to our hearts.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.